Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because, well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to bring a scientific approach into the art of dating. So I am super excited to introduce Eric Leonard. Now, Eric is a professional dating coach from Portland, Oregon, and his service emphasizes practical, evidence-based solutions for clients. He has several years of experience working with a wide variety of clients who each receive a thorough investigation into their dating-related issues. Now, he even sends his clients out on mock dates with trained professionals for the sake of practice and feedback. Well, welcome, Eric. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I sure do feel welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping people with something so critical in their, you know, their life, which is to become more successful with dating. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. Dating, anything that happens to do with building a relationship in any form is certainly a grave area of concern for a lot of people right now. Just that the technology with dating apps is constantly evolving. Of course, there's additional dynamics with the pandemic, right, that we have to consider now. So it's just jumbled mess of confusing norms, and people do need a lot of help in it.
Yeah, it is much more complex than it used to be, to say the least, right? So, yes. You know, I'm curious here, Eric. You know, I was giving you a little bit of an intro, bringing you in as a guest, and talked about this scientific element. So maybe that had something to do with the inspiration or the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice. So can you share a little bit about that pivot that brought you into being a professional dating coach?
Yes. So I am a trained researcher. I know how to digest research. I know how to conduct research. And one thing that I found out was there were a lot of people out there throwing around this word dating coach, proclaiming themselves to be a dating coach. Now that's not a protected term, so anyone can use it regardless of their skill set, right? I found there were people, running businesses, selling coaching packages, and perhaps the quality of that coaching wasn't so good. And what they were doing was, of course, ringing in a lot of money and not giving money back to some of those clients when they found out it wasn't a very good service or product. Pickup artistry, particularly for males, got to be kind of trendy. And it's not very effective. Ethics aside, it's just not very effective. So I thought, you know, this is all very alarming. How can I provide, what can I give back to the community using scientific principles, which we actually know are going to be effective, right? And do a much better job of predicting what's going to work and what's not going to work. I thought, well, I better start my own dating coach company because I have to compete against some of these other ones that maybe aren't very scrupulous.
Right. Okay. So yeah. You wanted to kind of take a stand for ethics and delivering and actually create an outcome for people that was, you know, promised.
Yes.
Right? In precisely. A way that's bringing in your scientific brilliance to create, maybe more of a systematic approach or something that is just easily replicatable for your clients to be able to take and do to get those results. So yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. And it, obviously you must enjoy the whole human interaction part, not just the science.
Yeah, absolutely. The beauty of this is that it's an applied job. You are working directly with another person. And that's one of the reasons why I myself didn't go into working in research, because I didn't want it just a theoretical career, right? I didn't want to just work with the numbers, but I wanted a nice mix of that. Yeah. At the same time, it's a very creative career. I'm not simply just being pigeonholed into yet another role as a clinician, which is okay if that's what you're interested in, but I wasn't that interested in it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's nothing, more creative than being able to, step into some person's world and, help them to achieve more success with something that is in their, within their beliefs and, their inner, self-esteem. And there's a lot of dynamic human elements that are at play here to create that creative outlet. So yeah, I love how you've kind of combined the both into one focus that is making a huge difference. And obviously, like you said, there's a whole lot of confusion and complexities within the dating world. So how long have you had your own practice, your coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved along the way?
I've been running it for 3 years now, and I don't want to say necessarily it's evolved too much, simply because when I started this, I didn't have a firm vision. It was exploratory. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, okay, well, what exactly am I going to do as a dating coach? There's not a lot of them out there. I didn't have anyone really to model off of. So what I did is I took a sort of a, let's see where this goes approach, right? I had an idea. I wanted to test and explore it, which is what any good scientist does. Mm-hmm. I put up the website, I started the company, and clients started trickling in little by little, right? And so this has really just been exploratory. I never necessarily had a hypothesis about what I would do with this. The vision has always been to assist people with any dating related issue. I certainly still do that. So in that regard, not a whole lot has changed, simply because I left it a little bit loose from the get-go, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it sometimes you have to be a little bit loose in terms of flexing with each person's situation, so that makes a lot of sense. You have to be a little bit more agile maybe when working with the human element than, the statistics or something on the scientific side, because humans are complex and everybody has their own set of dynamics. So obviously you're meeting people with, their own specific issues and helping them solve that. So now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
It's the subject nature of dating coaching is really fascinating to most people. You can tell any of your peers about it, right? And it's quite exciting. But consequently, everyone I've talked to about it, both currently and when I was initially proposing the business, they definitely gave a lot of opinion. A lot of people had a lot to say on the matter. And, I am not a seasoned entrepreneur. I can say I have 3 solid years of experience at this point when I started it. But back then, I didn't necessarily know what I was doing. And the tendency is to want to seek advice from people who do. But what I learned is that everyone has conflicting advice if you ask enough people.
Right.
And everyone and their mother has advice, right? And so I ended up just very confused, very overwhelmed. And then you, of course, talk about, well, what you're doing is dating coaching. Well, now people have ideas about how to be effective at dating, right? They have their own theories and they want to hear about it too. So that's been very challenging, at least it was from the beginning. I've overcome that quite a bit. Part of that was just learning to tune out some of this unsolicited opinionation. Mm-hmm. I like seeking feedback from other people, of course, but if you ask enough individuals, you're just going to get that conflict, right? Everyone's got a different take. So part of it was really just taking my own ideas from the source and starting, just going. And then if something didn't work, I could eliminate it or revise it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And obviously one of the key elements is your own opinion, your own feeling and your own knowingness. And sometimes relying on that is actually the best advice, right? Just tapping in and tuning into yourself, because you have a sense of what is needed and what is a great approach. And, you know, like you said, everybody's got a different opinion, so you may as well just lean into your own wisdom.
But yeah, absolutely. They don't offer internships in this career. They just, you don't. At some point you have to be inventive, right? And right. Just lead with one of your ideas.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like you just, like you said, you just learned to tune out some of those opinions. And I think the saying is, right, you just take it with a grain of salt. I think that's what that saying, where it came from.
Yeah.
Understand that, well, we're just going to go. And if there is an issue that comes up, then we'll do some course corrections. So, Eric, obviously you're an expert at helping people really overcome their fears and challenges around dating so that they can be more successful. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, anything related to the advertising, the marketing, or the sales really is the challenging part for me. I happen to think I'm a fantastic coach. I've got that down pat. The program is excellent. But the business side of it in general is kind of tricky. So it's not always the funnest part for me having to do sales calls. They can be very interesting. I still get to talk to a human being when I'm doing these calls. And I get to learn a lot about them. So that's fun. But convincing them, right, that they need the service, that's a different skill entirely. I've got a really great analogy for this, actually.
Okay.
The analogy is that the elementary school teacher, someone who studied for at least 4 years to become a teacher, isn't really interested in advertising for their classes.
Right.
Someone else does that job for them, right? Mm-hmm. No, they studied to be a teacher, to learn about the theories of teaching. Yeah. That is what their passion is. And they have nothing to do with the marketing. I don't quite have that same luxury because it's my own company and I have to wear every hat.
Right.
But that is a very good analogy for about how I feel about the sales process. I'm great with the coaching, but that's what I want to do. And I don't want to spend all day aggressively advertising or trying to coax people into signing up for a program that they didn't come to on their own natural decision.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, definitely. That's not a great place to be in and spend a lot of time in that space. So yeah, well, I would love to provide you with a little bit of insight. Is there one specific aspect that's coming to mind where you would love to have it go a little bit easier? You know, I know the overall picture, what you're describing is not your favorite thing, but we can zero in on maybe one element and help provide you with, you know, a different paradigm or a technique that will help that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do for everyone is I provide a free sales call. Mm-hmm. And this is done because I simply can't make any promises or even make any recommendations until I've gotten to know someone a little bit. So I want to be able to talk to them for a good 30 minutes. That's always free. And people have questions. They've, of course, never investigated a dating coach before, never tried hiring one before. So it's only natural that they're going to want to demystify this process a little bit. But what I'm finding here is that because I offer a free sales call, sorry, I should call it a free consultation rather.
Okay, yeah.
Because I offer them, it's free. They also take to heart that that is free time to seek advice from me, right? I've promised them this free time.
Sure, right.
And it's whatever they want to talk about. I've got my questions and my process, but they can talk about whatever they want to. It's something I've guaranteed for them, that free time. So it's resulting in some clients being dishonest with me in that they're not that interested in the paid program, but they're just going to pretend to. They're going to feign interest throughout the free call. And what they're doing is they're trying to extract as much coaching as they can from me in the meantime.
Right.
And that's okay, because that is part of the offer, right? You get a free consultation, but it's not practical for me to be able to solve almost any of their issues in a 30-minute session. Mm-hmm. We have to have a working relationship. But what they will do is they'll set times with me for a supposed paid session. And when it comes time for that appointment, they will ghost me. They'll cease all contact, won't respond to calls or texts anymore, regardless of whether we were communicating or not regularly before. And so ultimately it boils down to a huge waste of time. I think I'm pandering to a lot of people who I might believe have a genuine interest. And as it turns out, they're not that interested. And I still have to assume they will be, right? Because they could be a converting client. They could be right. Someone who buys in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so after the consult, the 30-minute consult, then the intention for the next call, that is a paid session?
Or yes.
Okay. So yes. During the 30-minute consult, you come to an agreement that, yes, they want a coaching session, an actual session. But what I'm hearing you say is that you don't collect payment right then. And so when they don't show up, obviously there's no fee involved or anything like that. They've just basically taken their information, said they're going to show up for the actual coaching conversation, and then they don't.
Yes, that's correct. I would typically bill by the session.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. So I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around this that will maybe move the needle, tighten this process up so that you're not giving so much time and having people, you know, just renege on their promise, right? Their agreement, which is not a good thing. And maybe that's why they're having dating issues. You got to kind of wonder, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So here's some insight or a paradigm shift for you. When you're having the consult with the person that wants some advice from you, and obviously you have a wealth of information that you can share with them based on what their issue is, what's important to do is to ensure that you're not only giving a solution to one of their issues, but you take the time to really do, and this is where it might not all fit in with the 30-minute conversation. So we might have to extend the time, but bear with me here, because I know it's a free consult, so you only want to give away so much time, but then we want to have a good, you know, after effect. So what I'm recommending is that within your consultation, you identify not only the problem that comes to their mind, but also have discovery questions that allow you to really identify other issues that might be, you know, a ripple effect or related or underlying or something that is beyond their awareness, because you're the coach, you're the expert, and they don't have any idea why they're having problems or issues. So, right. So it's pretty easy for you to ask some very specific coaching type questions where you're not going to be giving the advice on, but you're just getting kind of a lay of the land. You're getting more data to analyze, if you will. And you bring that data into awareness, like, okay, well, this is what I'm understanding, Jack, is that, you know, this is the issue that you're most concerned with. But through our conversation, I've also identified that you're having frustrations here, and that this is going on, and that, you know, meaning specific items, right, that you're listing out. And so you're painting, or you're able to present to them a much broader scope of a picture, of an analysis, right? I'm trying to align with your scientific brain. And you make it very clear that you're going to solve during this consult, give you some information to help you with, meaning the person you're speaking with, help you with this one aspect. And this is going to make it easier for you to blank, you know, whatever it is. But make it very clear that until all of these things are solved, they're still going to be experiencing, you know, frustrations and, you know, maybe people ghosting them, whatever are all the downsides of, you know, dating, you know, the whole scene. And when you get to the end of the conversation, the consult, then it's just very clear as to whether they would like to meet a second time to then solve I don't know whether you do packages or you know, multiple sessions or that kind of thing, or whether it's just a session at a time. We haven't talked about this, but anyway, a very clear deliverable for the next session of what you're going to be able to help them solve that is so critical to their overall desire of what they want dating to be like for them. And so that's, you know, one approach is to, I believe that's what's happening is that they feel like they're getting enough during the consult, that they got everything that they need in order to be able to suddenly change the whole scene and the whole experience for themselves. So the point that I'm really leaning in on, hoping that you resonate with, is when you're more thorough in your analysis of what are the variety or the multitudes of things that are going on for them that are going to continue to lead to unsuccessful experiences in dating, then they're more apt to want to show up, right, for the next one, next session, because it's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a lot bigger of a problem than I originally had thought. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And when you put it like that, and I do a little bit of reflecting, to be honest, maybe I have been spending too much of that free consultation time explaining the service to them, which people want to know because they really have no idea how this works.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it could be that I'm not asking them enough questions, mm-hmm. right, in that time. That may also stem from a little bit of reluctance to want to get into too deep of an analysis when you only have 30 minutes. That's
right. Yeah, that's why I'm saying the 30-minute time frame might be working against you in the long run,
right.
You know, and the other thing is, and I don't want to go on and on about this, but another thing that's really helpful is to have a questionnaire that people fill out that, you know, they're applying for a session with you. It just helps you screen people a little bit better so that you know what their serious, you know, how serious are they about really wanting to more successfully date versus just pick up a tip or two, you know? So.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. And that way I already have a lot of their answers.
Right. Qualifying questions. So anyway, hopefully that'll help you get more follow through from your free sessions and, you know, not as many people that end up just flaking on you because that's no fun, definitely. And obviously the work that you do is providing a lot of insight. And so it's just important to paint that picture that there's a lot more going on than this one issue. Yeah, so hopefully that will give you some clarity around how to approach your next conversation. And be sure to let me know. You know, I'm always curious as to how the insights that I share actually land in the real world. So let me know how that goes for you. And Eric, you know, yeah. I'm curious here about the pandemic. Obviously, that has had a huge impact on the whole dating scene because social distancing, you know, that was in place for so many months. And a lot of people went to the online dating formats. And like you said, there are just so many different apps and you know, that whole medium, I should say, around dating has prevented a lot of people from even wanting to date. And so maybe, you know, could you share a little bit of insights around the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Yes. Although it's really difficult to make concrete conclusions just because the nature of my industry was unpredictable to begin with.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how the market for dating coaches is going to trend at any given time. It almost has like a season to it. Some seasons, you know, usually around the winter are busier than the summer months, right? But now you're bringing the pandemic into the fold, and it's even less predictable than before. I will tell you, when the pandemic first reared its ugly head, business absolutely was affected a lot because literally everything was shutting down, right? The restaurants weren't open, the bars weren't open. And I think there were people dating, but there was still a perception out there that, well, maybe no one's dating right now. So I'm not even going to bother, right? We can't even go to a restaurant. Now, a few weeks into that, people, of course, said, hey, it looks like this virus isn't going away after all. We may as well start to live with it, you know, learn to live with it. And yeah, we want to enjoy our life and date again. So I had seen a lot of interesting trends with, of course, people were using online apps, but just because you're using the online app doesn't mean you're necessarily willing just to meet in person casually like before. A lot of people had a certain stringent set of requirements, like, okay, well, we can only do something outdoor. We need to be socially distanced from one another. There needs to be masks. And this was before vaccines, right? So everyone had different requirements now. So I think that was a lot for people to navigate. It took a while for my business to kind of build back up. It's getting there now. I'm seeing that rebound, right? But yeah, so it's been kind of hard to say exactly the impact, the long-term impact, how I have to deliver the service now. Of course, I have to meet people outdoors. Now, this can be done remotely. It's always been able to be done remotely. Certainly very capable of that with technology like Zoom and Skype and just the conventional phone call. But I do like to try and meet people in person just for professional reasons. It's just nice to get that FaceTime.
Right.
And what I had to do is I had to forego the idea of renting a private office like a normal professional would. And I was instead meeting people in outdoor spaces such as public parks, picnic tables at public parks, something you would never do normally because there's a challenge to your professional image.
Exactly.
I elbow bumped people instead of shaking hands with them, right? That was a little bit weird. That's not what professionals are supposed to do. So some of the challenge has been I'm trying to flex around the pandemic here, right? And maintain this balance between public safety both for myself and for my clients. And at the same time, also maintain a professional image. That's very hard to do, especially because this is, if they're looking to hire a coach, chances are they don't know what this coach does yet. And they're maybe a little apprehensive about it just because the nature of what it is. And so I'm trying to convince them, hey, I'm taking this seriously, right? I am a professional. My integrity is good. And here we are meeting in a picnic bench at a public park, right? It's very
bumping. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been a challenge in how I'm serving people, but I am meeting these clients in outdoor settings right now. It seems like a lot of people are vaccinated now, so it relaxes things a little, but I'm still not doing indoor sessions just yet. And then after the first few sessions, we'll typically go remote, right? So I just have to meet with them for at least a few times, but that is outdoors and that is going to be rain or shine. I'll find a covered location if there's rain.
And you are the Portland dating coach. Right. So we do know there's a lot of rain up there.
About 75% of the year. Absolutely. And that might mean having the client come and meet me out there in that cold weather and that rain. And the good news is people understand the reasons why they get it. So no one is really judging me too much on that one. I think everyone understands. We know why we're meeting outdoors and not indoors nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more flexible with the service. And so if someone can only meet on the night or weekend, which is true with a lot of people because they're all working 9 to 5. Nowadays I say, well, yeah, you know, let me bend over backwards and try to meet you halfway there. Let me take you on the weekend. Okay. We'll do Sunday night. I want this to be as attractive as possible, right? And as convenient as possible. That way it's worthwhile for them. And I have to do that. I can't be quite as strict as I was before.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's always good to be flexible. And obviously within all the strangeness that the pandemic has created around, you know, just how we interact with people, I'm sure that the expertise that you bring forward to help people that are trying to date in this unconventional time that we're in and, you know, build relationships when the odds are against us, right? And so the work that you do is really, it seems to me like it's more important now than ever because there are so many barriers against people, you know, connecting with each other and building relationships and enjoying one another. So yeah, you know, the work that you do has been, I feel, more relevant than ever. And so, you know, maybe you could share a little bit more about, you know, your approach or your philosophy as to how you do help people finally be able to have more success in their dating approach or, you know, how they go about finding somebody that they like and the whole process. So can you share a little bit more about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. The service is intended to be highly scientific. I touched upon that previously. Mm-hmm. And that's a word that a lot of people have heard, being scientific, right? But it just means that my conclusions should be evidence-based. There should be proof. There should be evidence justifying them. We don't just want to make things up, right? I have an idea that sounds like it would fit to you because I personally like it. That does not fly when you're being scientific. Now, it's okay. Of course, the nature of this is highly subjective. It's okay to have opinions, but the idea is to actually rely on something supporting that opinion that's evidence-based. So we are looking at peer-reviewed research, right, that's actually been submitted by professional researchers and has been evaluated by other researchers. As a reminder, I am a trained researcher too, so I'm good with the method there. I like to obtain feedback from outside sources when relevant. One of my most notable services is called a dating profile panel review. And that's where instead of me, the coach, just one person looking at your dating profile and giving a critique, I hire an entire panel of typically opposite gendered persons to go ahead and submit their feedback, right? And I get to organize it and put it into a form that's easy to digest, give you a report on that, right? And that way you're getting your information from an entire population of interest, right? If you're a man and you're looking to date women, of course, I'm going to go ahead and ask the women. And that's who you're really interested in hearing from. I myself am not a woman who dates men. So much more effective to do it that way, to take outside feedback, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
You mentioned my mock date service. Yes, I send clients, I send both the men and the women out on mock dates. So that's usually done, could be done several times throughout the course of a program, but it's always done at the beginning. We do an introductory mock date. I want you to get out there, see how are you dating in a more naturalistic setting, right? As opposed to just, what are you telling me, the coach, right? I actually want to see how you practice this. Mm-hmm. And later on, typically later on into the program, if these clients have some specific skills they need to work on, I can structure the mock date for them to execute those skills, right? And start testing them on more specific things. But yeah, it really helps to get that feedback just for diagnostic reasons from the mock dater, who's a trained professional of mine. And again, that's more of that evidence we want, right? Getting not just my own opinion, but the critiques from other people.
Right. Real time.
We have that. Yeah. The more, the better, right?
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Definitely that, you know, you bring in some true statistics and, you know, some numbers and some concrete facts, and then, you know, incorporate this real time, real life kind of interaction to get an initial assessment, but then also be able to practice some of these new skills or techniques or the mindset that you're sharing. So yeah, it sounds like it's a really effective approach that you have.
Thank you very much. It's meant to be very practical and behavioral centric. So what that means is I'm not just interested in what your thoughts and feelings are, but like, what are you actually doing to improve, right? Or what can we be doing? What can we implement right now so that you can improve?
Yeah.
We really love that.
Noticeable improvements that, you know, can be, it's not like, okay, well, give it a go and we'll see, you know, like you said, it's more concrete and evidence-based. So it takes out all that element of guesswork. So yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Yeah. Thank you again for asking. Such an important question for me personally. I advise anyone listening to this to go, first of all, check out the website. It's so easy to remember, portlanddatingcoach.com. I'm a dating coach located in Portland. Doesn't get any easier than that, but it doesn't matter where you're located. I work with clients all over the country.
Okay.
So portlanddatingcoach.com, you'll get a little bit of a little synopsis there of what I do. Feel free to go ahead and contact me there. I've got a form you can use. It's not quite that questionnaire yet that you were talking about. I may implement that. You can also go ahead and call me directly, 503-208-8745. Every single person gets a free consultation, which we talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of value in that too. Right.
There's a lot of value in that. So you really have nothing to lose simply by calling. And then at least I can hear more about your situation and tell you how I can help. Mm-hmm. And I promise after listening to your advice, Wendy, I promise to do a little bit more of that consultation, just spend that time asking more questions, right? And not making it a sales pitchy, of course.
Right.
So yeah, don't hesitate to reach out to call because it is free, right? You really have nothing to lose after that. And if you're not interested, you're not interested, but at least we got to talk for a while.
Well, it sounds like you have a really unique approach that is, I would say, refreshing. You know, it takes like the, like you said, the whole opinion and, you know, well, you know, I think you ought to try this, you know, you really grounded it into the concrete evidence-based approach. So that is portlanddatingcoach.com. And are there any social platforms that they can follow you on, or is it best to just go right to the website?
I tend just to recommend going to the website. Okay. I mean, getting in touch with me directly, right? You can always follow me on Facebook. I do post on it sometimes, trying to make that more of a habit personally, one of my challenge areas, right? Growing that, but you know, why follow social media when you can just talk to me directly?
Right. Just pick up the phone and call you. So that number is 503-208-8745. Yeah, all right. Fantastic. Well, Eric, you've already shared just a lot of great insights and information. And if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yes. So I'm, you know, still figuring out some of those things myself. I'm not perfect at this. I would say I have moderate business success. I'd like it to be a little bit more, but at least I'm doing it right. I think it's normal for everyone to go through cycles of self-doubt. Mm-hmm. That just comes with the territory if you're going to do something ambitious. And it's very easy to play the comparison game with other people too, right? You can always look at someone else's buffer or their friend. Look, they've got a business, they're running it. They're not showing you the bad times. They're not showing you the parts where they have that self-doubt. That stuff is all kept private, right? Mm-hmm. And public is only their successful side, their image, that front they're putting on. So keep in mind, most people, I think, are really going through these cycles of self-doubt. They're not going to talk about them. They're not going to share them, but just realizing that's normal and that it's okay. You really can't be playing the comparison game, right?
Right. Yeah, that is always the fastest way to lose your self-confidence when you start in that comparison game. So yeah, I love that. That is sound advice.
Yeah, thank you. Just get used to the fact that really is normalcy and that's all right. Accept it.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's brilliant, because it is so easy to compare ourselves, you know, when we're starting something new, when we're unsure, you know, well, what are they doing? Well, boy, it looks like they're having a lot of success at this and that, and they're doing that. And all of a sudden, you know, the wind goes out of the sails and, you know, it's doom and gloom. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. That is a powerful golden nugget of wisdom. Definitely. So, and Eric, it's just been so great hearing about your journey, from your career as a trained researcher and taking a very, you know, scientific approach, transferring that over to something that is really, you know, the essence of relationships, and, you know, something that's highly, you know, ebbs and flows and feelings and all this stuff that's not so much scientific, but bringing that element into it. And, you know, this impactful work you're doing as a professional dating coach, helping people solve their dating challenges so that they can enjoy the process more and be more successful. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, I really appreciate that. This was a lot of fun, and thank you for that advice. I really am going to apply that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show. thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Eric Leonard through his website. That's portlanddatingcoach.com, or give him a call, 503-208-8745. 8745. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Eric Leonard. And as always, here's to your success.